This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, January 21st. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden was sworn in yesterday, and with a new administration comes a new set of policy priorities. One of the top items on Biden's list is addressing climate change. Among other initiatives, his administration is expected to introduce stricter emission standards for vehicles. That action could further incentivize a push we're already seeing towards electric vehicles. For years, startups have been cropping up entirely devoted to producing EVs, and legacy car makers are working to get into the game too. But pivoting from traditional autos to electric vehicles is harder than it sounds. On today's show, we take a look at how those efforts are going at the legacy car maker Volkswagen. Our autos reporter William Boston will be here to talk about it after these headlines. Netflix was a standout amid a broader rise in tech stocks on Inauguration Day. Shares of the company jumped about 17% after it posted a strong earnings report on Tuesday night. Netflix's results helped push the S&P 500 to a new record close. The tech-heavy NASDAQ gained nearly 2% to hit its own closing record. Also reacting to the change in administrations were the QAnon message boards. Followers of the far-right conspiracy theory didn't believe that the inauguration would be allowed to take place. But when it did, some grew disillusioned. The prominent QAnon supporter Ron Watkins, who helped keep the conspiracy theory alive, wrote on Telegram that supporters needed to, quote, go back to our lives and respect the Constitution. And in one of his last acts as president, Donald Trump issued dozens of pardons and commutations, including for some notable figures in the tech world, like Anthony Lewandowski. Lewandowski is a former Google engineer and a pioneer of self-driving car technology. He left Google's autonomous unit, Waymo, in 2016, and he helped start a company that was acquired by Uber shortly thereafter. Lewandowski pleaded guilty last year to theft and attempted theft of Google trade secrets. All right, coming up after the break, we dive into Volkswagen's push into electric vehicles. That's next. In 2015, Volkswagen was caught up in one of the biggest scandals in its history. It admitted that it had rigged vehicles to cheat on emissions tests. Later, as part of its rehabilitation and to help it in the face of stricter global emission standards, VW decided it was going to get into the electric vehicle space. It's poured $50 billion into developing a vehicle now known as its ID.3 model, basically a state-of-the-art clean car. As we know, the electric vehicle industry is a crowded space. However, Volkswagen is the world's largest automaker, so a lot of people thought it would be able to quickly match and then overtake the competition. But flash forward a few years, and that hasn't exactly happened. Here to talk more about why that is our autos reporter, William Boston. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here.
And thanks for having me.
So Volkswagen realized that it wanted to get into electric vehicles. How does a legacy company like VW even go about that?
Right, so the thing that we have to understand about the car today is that electrification is the powertrain. It's what drives the car. So instead of driving on gasoline or diesel, the car is powered by a rechargeable battery, a lithium-ion battery, just like your iPhone. But like your iPhone, the car is becoming more than a mode of transportation. Just like your iPhone is no longer just used to make phone calls. It's a computer. It connects you to the world. And the car is morphing into a connected device on the internet that will incorporate a lot of technology, artificial intelligence, for example, where data is driving the experience that the user has in the car and also the business models that auto companies will have for the car, how they'll make revenue through offering services in the car, through various features that car owners or passengers will pay for. And so what VW embarked on was basically creating a new car that would incorporate all of these developments. That it was not just to be an electric car, it was also a connected car, a device connected to the internet that would basically pave the way for the company's future revenue streams.
So flash forward a little bit further, and VW held an event just over a year ago to roll out the first batch of these electric vehicles. Were they able to deliver on all the technology that you laid out earlier?
When they launched the ID.3, the first of a generation of vehicles that were built from the beginning as electric connected vehicles in November of 2019. That's when production started. The vehicle that they brought out, however, could perform all of its basic functions. It could drive and you could drive the car safely on the road. But what it couldn't do was the advanced connected features. It couldn't connect to the cloud. It couldn't connect to the internet, which meant the vehicle could not be updated on the fly the way a Tesla is. So in their effort to beat Tesla, they created a really good car, but it still wasn't as good as Tesla. And that's really what was driving people at the company crazy, was that they had spent so much money and so much time, and what they brought out was still not as good as Tesla.
And you mentioned Tesla a few times in there. It sounds like they were a big driver for VW's efforts.
What VW says about Tesla and why they're so obsessed with Tesla is that the cars actually learn from each other. They share data in the cloud. And as a result of that, because Tesla is gathering all of this data constantly from the cars on the road, it's able to improve the software. Because it's learning about how people are using the vehicles, what works, what doesn't. It can see when problems happen. And this is in the case of a company like Tesla, where all of its cars are constantly on the network. It's able to create what they call a neural network, a network of devices that are using artificial intelligence, are able to learn from each other. And that's what Herbert Diess, the CEO of Volkswagen, thinks is the key competence that Volkswagen has to learn. If it doesn't do that, he doesn't believe that Volkswagen will be able to survive what is becoming a new automotive industry.
And so why is it such a challenge? Why has it been such a challenge for Volkswagen to get there?
The advantage that Tesla has is that the company began from scratch. It didn't have thousands of employees. It didn't have models on the road that it had to maintain. It had a design for a new kind of car, a car that was powered by battery and a car that had a central computer in it to connect to the internet. This was all new. And what VW has to deal with is that they have a culture that's based on building cars for more than, in VW's case, it's about 80 years that they've been building cars. And the processes that you use to build a car and the process that you use to build software are completely different. With a car, the manufacturer orders parts from suppliers. When they get the parts, they're finished, they're complete. They never have to do anything to those parts again. They just install them into the car. With software, it's never finished. It's constantly being developed. We all experience this with our iPhone, that it gets updated all the time. And this is where the car is heading. And this is what VW realized after starting the ID.3 project, that they didn't really know how to do. They first approached it like any other car. They thought they could get all of the parts and software they needed from their suppliers, and found out that wasn't happening. And then they had to restart the whole project from scratch again and develop processes. When I spoke to the head of the ID.3 project at VW and asked him, what was really the problem? He said, it really comes down to process. It's just different making software. And that's what they're trying to learn.
So where is Volkswagen on all this now? It sounds like they might be back to the drawing board.
Well, there are two things are happening. One is that there's going to be an update in the beginning of February of the ID.3 and its successor vehicle, the ID.4. So those vehicles, according to Volkswagen, will be able to connect to the cloud, which means they will be able to be updated remotely, just like Tesla. And that will then be the fix for that problem. And so going forward, there'll be several updates of the car's software throughout the year so that they can maintain the software, keep it up to date, offer new features and so on, just as they had hoped to do. But the underlying operating system, the VW operating system, is still a work in progress. So what they did was they've launched another effort to build a new vehicle within the next 3 years. So it's coming out in 2024 that will integrate all of the stuff we've been talking about, as well as become a self-driving vehicle and have a new basis software, so a new operating system called VW OS 2.0. So it's the next version. So that's kind of the reboot of the whole operation that will produce a new vehicle in 3 years from now.
Zooming out a little bit here, you know, Volkswagen is, as we said, the world's largest car maker, and they are an incumbent. They've got a lot of resources that startups maybe don't have. And they're not the only incumbents investing in EVs as well. We've seen GM, we've seen Ford, we've seen Peugeot, I mean, you name it, getting into this game. So I'm wondering what this story tells us about how to win in the electric vehicle space.
Well, I think the lesson that Volkswagen has learned is that software is the heart of it all, and that you have to really become a different kind of company, and you have to kind of abandon old ways of working inside the company with your stakeholders, with your suppliers, that you have, and you also have to in-house a lot of knowledge. And that's really one of the things that they discovered at the beginning of this project. Without having that in-house, you lose control of your product. And so their goal now is to make at least 60% of the car's software in-house rather than outsource it.
And just to sort of underline the stakes here, why are all of these legacy automakers working so hard to master electric vehicle technology? Why is this such an important priority for them?
Well, if you think about, you know, look at the iPhone again as an example, the iPhone created a completely new business model. And in that process, it destroyed Nokia. Nokia, when the iPhone came out, was the top-selling phone. But when the iPhone came out, it was more than a phone. It was a computer. It was a handheld computer. And by creating a new experience for users and also creating a new economic platform where you could actually do business on the phone, you could sell people stuff, people could buy things with their phone, it created a revenue stream for Apple that Nokia did not have. And as a result, Nokia disappeared from the phone business. And the auto industry is afraid that the same thing could happen to them, that the car could become a platform that they build, but that the actual value generation is created by software that's owned by other people like Google and Apple and other companies like that. And so they're trying now to basically get into the tech field, just as the tech companies are trying to get into the auto field. And it's going to be this is going to be one of the big economic battles of our generation over the next 10 years to see who's going to win. Is it going to be Apple and Google, or will GM and Ford and VW be able to maintain their control of their industry?
That's our autos reporter, William Boston. Bill, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.